heard that just clearly. Jonah chapter number 4 and verse number 6, God prepared. And the Bible says, "And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it may be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd, but God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished himself to die, and said, 'It is better for me to die than to live.' And God said to Jonah, 'Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd?' And he said, 'I do well to be angry, even unto death.' Then said the Lord, 'Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should thou spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?' Father, I thank you that you allowed us to come to your house tonight. Father God, I thank you tonight. It is a privilege to come to your house tonight. Lord, there's men and women that used to come here tonight. Father, they can't come no more for health reasons or different kind of reasons tonight. Lord, I pray tonight you'd protect them and watch over them as well. Lord, for the church members that are on vacation the rest of this week, Lord, I pray you'd put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I pray for the prayer request that's been mentioned tonight all over the house. Lord, I'd ask you to set down on them in a mighty way. Lord, for the unspoken request that's been mentioned in the hands that's went up, you know what it is. Fix it if you would, Father. Father, not be my will, but it be thy will. If it be my will, I'd fix it my way. It might not be the right way. But Lord, if you just fix it, we'd be pleased with it. Lord, tonight, if you just save our lost families, we'd be pleased. Lord God, I don't know what it'd take to get their attention, but whatever it takes, if you just get their attention, it'd please us. Father God, I thank you that you got my attention one day. Oh Lord, I thank you that there was a day you prepared something for me. Lord God, I thank you that you not only prepared me salvation, but Father God, you've prepared me a home in heaven. That one day, Father, I get to bask in that love that you have for me over yonder in the glory world. Father, I just thank you that I can get along with you and tell you I love you. Lord, tonight I pray as we study a portion of your word. Father, I pray tonight that you be elevated in everything that we say. You be glorified tonight. Father God, I pray you increase and I decrease. And every man and woman and child that's in this place, when they walk out, that they understand there's nothing that come their way that's not went through your hands tonight. Father, I do love you and I thank you. Woo, glory to God, I thank you that you are the giver tonight. Bless this congregation in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. God prepared. I want to share with you tonight that God prepared, and finishing up this study in the book of Jonah, a key word appears some three times in this last verse here, the last chapter. And that key word that we look at tonight is prepared. Prepared. Tonight I must tell you, you must be prepared to meet thy God. You must be prepared along life's way. This week as we rode in Friday to the beach, we rode into the condo and we went up to the 13th floor. And we went up to room number 1305 and put our combination in, and it didn't do nothing. We put in the number that we had and it didn't do nothing. It did not unlock the building. So the first thing we wanted to do was blame somebody. So we called the lady and we said, "Hey, our code won't work." She said, "Where are you at?" And we told her. She said, "You're at the wrong door. You're at the wrong condo. It will not work." You see, we done grabbed all of our luggage, grabbed everything that we needed, and went to that place prepared to enter in. But when we got there, we was at the wrong place. Folks, I want you to know when that code would not work and that door would not open, God spoke to me, and in my spirit, He said, that's what's going to happen on Judgment Day. There's going to be a lot that's going to stand before me. They went to the right floor. They went to the right location. They went to the right place, but they don't have the right place that they need or the right person in their life. Tonight, I tell you, we must be prepared when that day comes. As we study this tonight, finishing up the study of the book of Jonah, a key word that appears is prepared. In chapter number 1, verse number 4, get this. God prepared the wind for Jonah. He prepared that wind, and that wind blowed, and it caused a storm. In chapter number 1, verse number 13, God not only prepared the wind, but He prepared water that raised. And that sea got all kind of crazy with it. In chapter number 1 and verse number 17, God didn't only prepare the wind and He prepared the water, but in verse number 17, God prepared a well to swallow Jonah. As born again believers, no matter what comes our way, get this tonight. As born again believers, no matter what comes your way tonight, it will come through the hands of Almighty God. And when it comes to His hand, He will prepare it for you and I. You say, preacher, I may not get through what I'm going through. You will get through what you're going through. It may not be the way you want to go through it, but you will get through it. Tonight as we study this, I want to show you three things that God prepared for Jonah in his life. In verse number 6 tonight, we see, and the Lord God prepared a gourd. Tonight, God prepared a gourd for Jonah. You say, what's the big deal about a gourd? We see gourds grow, and what's the big deal about a gourd? As we get here, we realize that when He prepared this gourd, He prepared it to revive Jonah. Jonah was a child of His, and He prepared this gourd to revive Jonah. Look what the Bible says. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it may be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. Oh my goodness. To deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. As we get here tonight and we understand that God prepared a gourd, number one tonight, that gourd, you say, what did it do to Jonah? It made Jonah very happy. The Bible says that he was exceedingly glad. He just went through a great revival and he was not glad. He just come through a great storm and he was not glad. He was glad over something that he should have not been glad over, but he was. Have you ever been in your Christian life and you see God do something big and it ain't long, you're not glad of what He's done no more? It's done come a thing of the past. We see that God prepared a gourd which made Jonah happy. It encouraged Jonah. It shaded Jonah. Look what he said. That it might come up over Jonah and that it may be a shadow over his head. Have you ever been out in the sun and needed a shadow over your head? Hey, this gourd come up over Jonah and it was a shadow. God prepared that gourd, and when it come up, hey, Jonah was happy. He is sitting up on that city looking at Nineveh and seeing what God would do to Nineveh. And as he looked up, he seen that gourd, and he was so happy that that gourd would shadow him, that that gourd would take care of him, that the gourd would encourage him, that the gourd would shade him, and that the gourd would deliver him. Jonah was happy with what God had gifted him with and what God had gave him. I wrote this down here, and I want you to see if this might be something in your life. But Jonah was more impressed with the gift that God gave him than with the giver that gave the gift. He was more impressed with the gift that he got than with the giver. I've seen people more impressed with their salvation than with their Savior. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know tonight, I'm more impressed with my Savior that He would save a filthy, wretched sinner like me. Man, that impresses me. That rocks my brain to understand. And I can't get over that. Oh my goodness, He saved me. You must be more impressed with the giver than the gift that you received. You know what? Every Christmas we get gifts, don't we? And we get impressed with that gift, and it ain't very long that gift wasn't due. It wears out, it gives out, it tears up, and no longer is that gift of any use. And guess what happens next Christmas? You get that same giver, gives you a totally different gift. Tonight I want you to get this. Jonah was more impressed with the gift than the giver. He done got excited over what God had gave him. Tonight I want to ask you a question. Are you more excited in what God gives you than who is giving it? Well, I hear people talk about blessings all the time. And I hear people talk about grace all the time. Grace, 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 grace. What about God, 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 God? Well, come on now. Hey, look here, let me give you this, what I got this week. We was down there and we're talking about God prepared a gourd. And we were sitting under that tent and it was keeping me, I knew this was going to be the message, and it was keeping my old bald head from getting burnt. And there was a man there and he had a disabled child. And he'd take that chair and he'd take it down to the water and he'd lead that disabled child and he would take care of that child. And when he'd get done taking care of that child, he'd bring him back. He'd set him back under that tent. He would provide for him. He'd take care of him. And as the week walked on and went on, I got down to where he was at. And you know how it is when you go down there and you see people, you like to talk to them about Jesus. You know what I mean? Hey, when you leave the church, you still want to talk about Jesus. What's important in your life, you're going to tell somebody. And God had prepared that for that man. And when I got down there, we got to talking and we got to talking about God and how good God was. Well, he come over to my chair one day and he said, hey, you and my father-in-law sat back there. Y'all would get along really good. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, don't take this the wrong way, but y'all get along pretty good. I said, why is that? He said, because y'all take that Christian stuff very seriously. He said, y'all take that very seriously. He does too. He said, I don't take it very seriously. Don't get me wrong. I believe in God, but I don't take it that serious. And I got thinking when he left. I thought about that. How serious can you take it? You betting your fortune. You betting your family. You betting your future. You betting everything you've got that there's a God in heaven that loves you. And there's a God in heaven that is preparing stuff for you that'll blow your mind. So are you going to take it seriously or are you going to take it lightly? I'd rather know when I got to heaven, he said, hey, you took this way too seriously. Than him to say, you took it way too lightly. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is God is preparing for you. He is preparing for me. He prepared for Jonah. He's preparing for you. He's preparing for me. He prepared that gourd for Jonah. But I want you to know tonight, he's given you and I a lot of blessings in this life. But we must not get tied up with what he's blessed us with and overlook the giver that gives them blessings. Hey, the blessings should never be bigger than the one that does the blessing. Amen. Let me give you this tonight. Turn with me to Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. We should never understand tonight. We should make sure that we know that our blessings does not get bigger than our God. We must not want only his blessings. We must only want him and what he does. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 2. We're talking about God prepared a gourd to revive Jonah. It encouraged him and he loved that gourd. And man, he was so happy. But the Bible says in Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 2, the Bible says, set your affection on things above. Set your affections on things above. Hey, that's out of this world. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. He said, don't get tied up with what's down here. There's not nothing down here that you're going to be able to keep. Jonah wasn't going to keep the gourd. The gourd's gone. Man, when I got reading that and I got thinking about that, set your affections on things above. There's not nothing you've got, your bank, my bank account, your bank account, my car, your stuff, my stuff, all of that stuff. Brother Lee spoke on stuff one time. All this stuff that we got, it's going to be somebody else's. It's going to be somebody else's. Don't get tied up in your stuff. You're tied up in your Savior, amen. Man, I got thinking about that. He said he loved that gourd. And God prepared a gourd. I want to ask you tonight, how tied up are you in the gourds of your life? The gourds that's in your life. You got to have the best. You got to have more. You got to have this. You got to have that. I got to have, got to have, got to have. I thought about this week. Every time you get something in your life, how hard do you work? How hard do you study? How hard do you do to keep what you got? Jonah was so proud of this gourd. And the Lord said, man, you're putting too much confidence in that gourd. He said, not only have I prepared a gourd, but I prepared a worm. Can I tell you this tonight? God's not only prepared us gourds, but he's prepared us worms to come in and destroy them gourds that we put above him. Put something above him. It won't be long, it'll be below him. He'll never let nothing be above him. Everything's below him. Everything is under his feet. Everything is under his feet. Whoo, glory to God. Let me give you this. Go to the second point. Verse number 6, God prepared a gourd to revive Jonah. You know, I thought about this on Wednesday nights. I said, bringing a message like this to these people, man, this is the core of the church. Bring it on Wednesday night like this. But you know what? If we don't hear words like this, we may not be the core one day. We'll have a core. Not only does he prepare a gourd, look in verse number 7, but God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day. The next day, the worm come. Let me give you this. Not only God prepared a gourd, but in verse number 7, God prepared a worm that Jonah may realize that it's God and God alone. He was so happy. He wasn't happy that people got saved. He was happy over the thing that he had. And the Lord said, I'll tell you what, watch getting tied up in things. Watch getting tied up in things. Watch getting tied up in things because a worm will come. Let me give you this tonight. Not only did God prepare a gourd, but he prepared a worm. Look what he says. But God prepared a worm the next morning, rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. Let me give you this tonight. God prepared a worm. Number one, that reminds me to rely on the giver and not blessings. Rely on the giver and not blessings. What I have right now can be taken away. My blessings that he gives me each and every day can be gone tomorrow. Folks, tonight, what we got can be gone. We can be on poverty tomorrow. Listen to me. You may have a bank account full tonight. You may be on the top shelf, man. You may be up looking down, and tomorrow you may be down looking up. Friends, tonight, I see that on a daily basis, and you do too. Hey, the life we live ain't all roses. Man, I want you to know there's some thorns in there. There's some thistles in there. There's some valleys in there. And tonight, we must thank God not for the blessings. We must thank God for who he is. Boy, he got excited about this gourd. He said, hey, there's a worm coming. Let me give you this as I read this week. God not only prepared a gourd, but he prepared a worm. You rely on the giver and not blessings. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You keep marching on. Let me give you this. The worm, I want to get on this worm for just a moment. That God prepared this worm so we rely on the giver and not on the blessings. Look, let me give you this. God prepared this worm, and I just want to go here. The worm, let me give you what the worm will do. God prepared a worm, and when the morning rose the next day, immediately the worm comes. Immediately the worm comes. Let me give you this. The worm, let me give you how the worm comes. When the worm will rob you and I. When it robs us, it'll devastate us emotionally. Have you ever been up one day and the next day morning comes and you're in a valley? The worm has come. I don't know. The worm has come. It'll devastate us emotionally. It'll defeat us physically. It'll destroy us mentally. When that worm comes to our family, when that worm comes to our finances, you don't know where the money's going. You can't figure out where it's going. It's just leaking out. You can't figure out where your health going. Man, one day you was healthy. Next day you just keep getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. Oh, Jonah said, hey, I had a gourd one day, and the next morning the gourd's gone. Man, the gourd is gone. But you know who wouldn't go? God wouldn't go. Friends, this afternoon, what I'm trying to tell you is, you make sure you rely on God more than you do your gourd. Amen? Make sure you rely on God more than you do your gourd. Amen. Last week, I said, where y'all at? Got in the car, my wife said, what's wrong with you? I said, what? See, that's your core. Don't talk to me. What are you doing? I said, amen. I'll give you this. When we went this week, I seen people that was more worried about their gourd than anything else. Seen people all over that beach more worried about, folks, I ain't judging nobody. But I just seen me and them. Everything you see in this building is going to one day be laid down. It's going to be gone. Everything you've got is going to be gone. It's not going to be yours no more. The only thing that's going to be left is going to be your soul. And we must be prepared to meet God. We must be prepared to meet our Father which art in heaven. We must be prepared to meet him. Folks, I want you to know, and today on K-Love coming home, they said, what makes your faith get weaker? And they give all kinds of questions on answers on K-Love. How does your faith get weaker? And I was wanting to call in and say, I know the answer. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, they want everybody to give opinions. My opinion's not worth nothing. It's the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. If my faith is getting weak, I'm not reading the word of God. Jonah had what he needed. He said, you go preach the word. You go preach what I bid thee. Jonah went and preached. People getting saved. Then he got away from the word. He got to the gourd. Now the worms come. If the worm is tearing your family up right now, figure out why it's tearing it up. Figure out the problem why the worm is in. There's worms come in somewhere. Make sure you're not the one that allowed the worm to come in. I want to give you a few things what the worm will do and how the worm will come in. I've had the worm come in my life, haven't you? I've had him he just wiggle his little way in there and destroy everything. Destroy everything. I'll never forget. I hadn't been saved very long. And man, the vehicle tore up. Everything we have a tear up. Nothing worked right. Blood more tear up. Dog gets sick. Everything. My pastor said, search your life. I didn't want to hear that. Do you have any sin in your life? I searched it down. No. You have any of this in your life? No. And then he hit on what I did have. And I said, that's it. And once I fixed that problem and allowed God to come in and fix that problem in my life, that worm left. Folks, tonight I want you to know when I get my eyes off the master and get it on the gourd, the worm's coming. He'll destroy whatever's in your life that you put in front of him. I hope you believe that tonight. Be careful what you put in front of him. Be careful. Mamas and daddies, don't put your kids in front of God. I'm telling you, don't put nothing in front of God, because he's God and he's God alone. And the Bible tells us he's a jealous God. Let me show you this tonight in the text. He says tonight that not only he prepared a gourd, but he prepared a worm. Let me give you this. A worm will rob you and I. A worm comes as sickness without a warning. A worm comes as sickness without a warning. Warning, no warning. A worm comes as depression instantly. Instant. That worm will come. Man, Jonah was there. He was loving the gourd. Everything doing good. Now he's to the point of sickness. Son's beating him to death. It come without warning. Depression come. Man, Jonah, you fix to see he's wanting to die. He'd soon die than live. Depression comes. A worm comes as quick as a layoff. Doing great today. Tomorrow you're laid off. Lack of income. The next morning. Everything's going good. You've worked there all your life. You're on the top shelf. They come in and say you're gone. The worms come in. Now you're down. I said, preacher, does that happen? Happens every day. Happens every day. The worm will come in. Put your job. Don't put your job before God. And as I wrote this down, I thought about Brother David Barnes when I wrote this down. The worm even comes as accidents that you can't do nothing about. The worm will swiggle in there even as accident, falling off a roof, crushing your ankles, that you can't do nothing about. Folks, tonight what I'm trying to tell you is God's prepared things, and I've heard David say it in his life. Falling off that roof, crushing his ankles wasn't the best thing, but it's opened a lot of things. Tonight I want to say the worm ain't always a bad thing, but the worm always has to come through God before it comes to us. He allows that worm to come. He allows that worm to come to our life. Let me give you this. If you lose your gourd, you still got your God. If you lose your gourd, everything you got, the nest egg you got, everything you got that you think I can't live without, if every bit of it's taken in the morning, you still got your God. The one that gave every bit of it. I don't know who this is for tonight, but it's for somebody. And I want to give you the third thing tonight. Not only did God prepare a gourd to revive Jonah, God prepared a worm for Jonah just to realize that anything can come your way. But God prepared a vehement east wind to prove to Jonah that life is real. That life is real. Life is real. Life happens. It comes every day. Life comes. In my life, there's going to come a day there'll be another man standing right here. And he's going to preach the word from right here. Life happens. There's going to be people set where you sit, and you're going to be gone. Life happens. Your workplace, you're going to be gone one day. Somebody else is going to be in there. Life happens. Life is real. Things come and go, but there's one thing that'll stay forever, and that's God. He'll be around you no matter where you go or what you do. You die and go to hell, God's right there. The psalmist said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. Folks, God is trying his best to say, I've prepared this for you, and I love you. He showed Jonah that life is real. Look at this in verse number 8, if you will. And it came to pass when the sun did arise. The sun did rise. Sun was up, he prepared the gourd. Sun went down, the worm come, then the sun come up again. No matter what you go through in life, the sun's coming up in the morning. The sun's coming up in the morning. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Last words of Jonah. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. I want to share with you this in closing, that life is real, and God prepared that vehement east wind. That would be a silent east wind. That wind that come would be silent. Vehement would be hot. Man, that'd be a hot wind that come up on Jonah. It came silently and it came hot. And when it comes, that just shows me that life is rough. The sun does beat. Life's rough. Life is rude. The life we live in is rude. Would y'all agree with that? You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow, but I know this. There's rude people in the life we live in. He says here in verse number 8, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted. It was so rude to him that he fainted right where he was at. Not only is life rough and life is rude, but life is real. Life is real. And it's all you and I can do not to get caught up in the things that we have. I know. I'm there with you. It's all we can do. I can stand here and I can tell you, hey, don't get too prideful in your gourd. If my truck tore up tomorrow, I'd call Brother Kevin, act like the world's coming to end. I need it fixed now. Instantly. I got to have it right now. Which I still got my 2 feet I could walk, but it don't do near as good. I understand. But I must not put things before God. What I put before God, a worm's going to come. And it's going to destroy whatever I put before God. All the way through this, God tried to show Jonah, you're going to do it my way. You can do it the easy way, or you can do it the hard way. But you're going to do it my way. I've prepared this life for you, and I've laid it out before you. And I want you to follow me. He said not only is life rough, but it's real. So we must be prepared when life gets tough just to trust in Jesus Christ. Trust in God and God alone. So how do you know life is real, preacher? And I want to close with this. Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 27, if you'll turn with me there. Jonah's come to the end, and he has prepared every bit of this for Jonah. Everything in his life he has prepared for Jonah. He prepared the gourd, he prepared the worm, he prepared the east wind to come so Jonah could get ready for this time of his life. Everything that you go through in your life is preparing you for one final thing that you'll do in your life. Hebrews 9:27, the Bible says, and is appointed or prepared. It's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. 2 Corinthians, if you'll turn with me there, chapter number 6, in verse number 2. Second Corinthians, chapter number 6, in verse number 2. Life is real. There's an appointed day for you and I both. God has prepared that day. That day's coming. You don't think life's real, life's rough, and life's tough. You've lost loved ones way too early, and I have too. There's people in your life that you've lost. You may have even got to a point where I did a time in my life. God, why? I lost my daddy at 42. He's 42-year-old. Man, that is young. God, why? I'm preparing you. He said there's an appointed day. And there's not one thing I can do about that appointed day. Not one thing I can do about it. All I can do is be ready for it. That's all I can do is be ready for that day when it comes. I can't do nothing else with it. He's done appointed. That day's coming, and it's there. I can be scared to death of that day, or I can embrace that day and say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, guess what? It's going to comfort me through that valley. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 2, the Bible says, for he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted or prepared, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God has prepared things for you, and he's prepared things for me. He prepared a gourd. He prepared the worm. He even prepared that wind, that east wind to come. You say, boy, that's tough, preacher. I've been through a lot in my life. But there's another day coming. There's something else coming that he's prepared for everybody in this room. We've got to be ready for that day when it comes. We've got to be ready. You know, when I got saved, we got down there, and I was going to talk about this. We got down there, and there's a list of do's and don'ts when we got to the condo. Do this, don't do this. Go by this, don't go by this. Do it this way, don't do it that way. And we sung a song a while ago. And that song was, I am a child of God. So that means I get all of his blessings. I got his blood flowing through me. Man, I got the bloodline. Ain't that that's a blessing in itself. Got his blood flowing through me. I've got everything Jesus got. When I got saved, I become adopted into the family. I got what he got. I'm in the family. But I got to do as Jesus does, and I got to do as Jesus don't do. He obeyed the Father. Whoa, no. Preacher, grace, preacher. Well, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute. No, I'm the same child as him. No. But he says I'm adopted into the family. If Jesus obeyed the Father, am I not supposed to obey the Father? You let one child do it one way, another child do it? No. It says we're sons, we're heirs. We're heirs unto the Father. You said something a while ago, sister, about being an example at work. Example. As I sat on that beach on that umbrella, I had my cooler. Everybody had a cooler. I had my cooler with my water in it, my Gatorade, sitting there. I could have put Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Light, Michelob Light, Mama's Best, Natural Light. I could put anything I wanted into in there. I had freedom to do it. I'm over 21. Way over 21. They wouldn't even card me if I wanted everybody. Why didn't you do it, preacher? Oh, man, I'm a heir unto salvation. Oh, I'm a son of God. Oh, I'm a child of the King. Oh, what kind of example would that leave? I sat down there. Last night, we was over there at the track. Old church member, I ain't seen in a long time. He was sitting hit out. Walked around the corner, and he said, what's going on, preacher? I said, man, where you been? He said, oh, we just down here. I seen you over there, how you was acting. I seen you. I said, how was I acting? He said, act like you was having a good time. I said, I sure was. God's preparing things all the way across your life. In the morning when you woke up, he's prepared in the morning for you. How I'm going to handle it in the morning will be up to me. He's prepared and got it laid out. If I can give you anything tonight, if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a child of the King. Tomorrow when you wake up and you got that day prepared for you, just walk that day the way he's called it to be. Follow him as a child, as a son, as a daughter. Man, how good that is to be loved by God. I'm saved by his grace, but I don't drag his grace through the mud. I don't drag it through the mud. I don't drag it. I love him that much, don't you? Love him. Love him. Tonight, I'm going to give you this. There's something prepared for you, and that's salvation. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you tonight that, Father, not only did you prepare that gourd, not only did you prepare that worm, but you prepared that wind. Lord, you knew there's a day coming even in our lives that we're going to no longer be here. We'll leave this walk. And Father God, tonight, as we sung that song, we're a child. We're a child of God. I'm no longer a child of Satan. I'm no longer under his bondage, under his yoke. I'm with you. I'm yours. And I want to do what you say, as you're my Father. Lord, this church, we want to do as you say, as you're our Father. Lord, you've prepared something for this church, not for this church. And we want to be in your will, right, what you want us to do. So we'll receive what you've prepared for us. Lord, you've done set it out before us. And Lord, we ask you tonight, for every member of this church, that you put a hedge of protection around us, that we'll do your will when morning comes. Lord, if there's somebody sitting around watching us, whoo, glory, they can say, hey, they're having a good time in Jesus. Lord, tonight, there is somebody watching us. And that's you. And that's all that matters. We love you and we thank you. Thank you that you prepared this night for us. In Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. Amen. I ask you to stand. Get us out, Brother JD. It's been the last.